Welcome back to Wellington Barracks and this special addition to the 5 podcast series, Their Stories on Their Chest, made specially for ABF, the Soldiers Charity. Once again, I'm joined by arms and militaria and medal expert from the Antiques Roadshow, my good friend Mark Smith. Mark, thank you so much for being here today. Behind us, we've got The Rake's Progress, and of course, it is one of Hogarth's great pictures, and it tells a story. And if we are reminded that every medal tells a story. And of course, Mark, you're going to tell us about how there are other things that surround medals that tell the story. Where do we start? I think we have a box, don't we?
Well, we've been talking in some of the podcasts that we've done about the Second World War medals and the fact that they weren't named. Now, when they arrived in the post, they came in this cardboard box. It's got your name on the front. That's it. That's as much as you're ever going to find out about who this person is. So when you actually open up the box, we look inside, and as you can see, this chap here, his medals are all still in the packets, almost in the boxes. But unfortunately for this gentleman, if you look on the box, it's addressed to a lady.
Yes, I see. It's addressed to Mrs. M. Smith. Is that your mother?
No.
No.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah.
But if you look at the slip of paper that comes with it.
The Under Secretary of State for Air presents his compliments and by command of the Air Council has the honour to transmit the enclosed awards for granted service in the war of 1939 to 1945. The Council share your sorrow that Flying Officer J. Smith, in respect of whose service these awards are granted, did not live to receive them.
And that's all you got. That's it. That's what your service and being killed got you as a box of medals. If you just had the medals for him, you'll never know who he was or what he did. So what I try to say to people is that when we're looking at medals, what we're really looking at is to put them into a context. And we're trying to put a name to those medals and we're trying to put that man on a battlefield somewhere. And you can do that in lots of different ways. And sometimes there aren't any medals that come with things at all. There is only paperwork or a cardboard box. But that's still just as fascinating as actually having a medal, because that is still a person. And yes, what you're holding is a time machine. And that time machine will take you back. So if you have a look at that little black book for me.
Yes.
So this is called a continuous discharge book.
Right.
And this one belonged to a man called Frederick Burchell.
Yeah.
Now, that's a Merchant Navy logbook, if you like. So if you just open it up and you'll see inside, there's the name of all of his ships. And these are all World War II. Now, he's part of the convoys. And as Winston Churchill said, if we lose the convoy war, we lose the war.
Yeah.
And you'll see here that he was discharged.
Died in the service of his country.
Discharged dead. Yeah. So he was torpedoed. And they went down in the middle of the Atlantic. Now, some of them got into lifeboats. So the purser got into the lifeboat and the purser took with him from the safe all of the continuous discharge books. Mr. Burchell, he never came back from that trip. But what's interesting about these medals is that when they came, if you notice, all medals have an order that they should be worn in. Now, if you hold those up for World War II on this side, they're the wrong way round.
Indeed.
Because this one should always be first and this one should be last.
Yes.
Now put them on the other side and now you're wearing a widow's set of medals.
Yeah.
So that was worn by his wife.
No doubt with pride for many years to come.
Yeah.
Poor Mrs. Burchell.
Now we move back in time slightly to the First World War. So this is a set of medals we recognise now.
Yes.
Mutt and Jeff from our earlier talks. Now we have Royal Flying Corps wings. And we have the tiniest little photograph of him sitting in his aircraft.
There he is.
But the thing that makes this one special.
Tiny photograph, it really is tiny, yes.
The thing that makes this one special is this is his pilot's flying logbook. And it's, remember, a First World War flying logbook. So these are flights that he made in 1917 and
18. Over 100 years ago, 103 years ago.
Over the Western Front. Christ. Isn't that amazing?
That is incredible.
To the minute, you've got every single action that he undertook.
And it looks, the writing, the script inside is as fresh today as it was then.
Yeah.
And that book is as fresh today as it was then.
But again, you see, if you don't have the medals, actually, the whole story is in the book.
Yeah.
We move forward to one of the most sought-after medals from World War II. Remember, they're not named. And it's one you've seen. It's the 3945 star.
Yes.
But this one now has a clasp on it. Can you see that says...
And it says...
Battle of Britain.
Battle of Britain, yeah.
So he is one of the fighter pilots of the battle.
I seem to remember you telling me that that clasp alone is worth thousands and thousands of pounds.
Thousands of pounds. Yeah. Just that, just the clasp, nothing else.
Or a special thing to hold.
Now, this one belonged to a chap called Tommy Thomas, who was a little bit different in the Battle of Britain, because he was in a Blenheim. And what he was doing was he was a very secretive person, because he was the birth of air interception radar. And their job was to go out at night and shoot down German aircraft as they came over England. One of the most famous people who did this was a chap called Cunningham, who got the nickname in the newspaper, Cat's Eyes Cunningham, because he could see in the dark, because we couldn't let on about the radar.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy Thomas was a radar operator, and you can see here during the Battle of Britain, this bit here, they actually shoot down a Heinkel 115 float plane just by Calais. And that is the first night fighter kill using air interception radar of World War II.
That's fascinating.
Now, there's a book written about this, and Tommy Thomas is quoted in the book. And he says, and you know, you said earlier that it doesn't always go well, or it doesn't always go right. Okay, so they took off, and their air interception radar set failed almost instantly. So they were blind.
Yeah.
So they carried on their patrol, and this poor German had taken off, and he left his landing lights on, so they could see him, so they shot him down. So that had, but without that book, those, it's just a medal.
Yeah.
And because the World War II ones have no names on, you know, it's almost lost.
Yes.
And that's not fair. So you've got to keep as much of this stuff together.
Yeah.
If someone today has something like a Golden Jubilee medal or a Diamond Jubilee medal, the name is on the box.
Yes.
Not the medal.
Oh, really?
The box is more important than the medal.
Yeah.
Because that's the bit that ties it to you.
Yeah.
So the last bit we're going to do, because this is called What's in a Box.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this story about Wilfred Collins. Now, Wilfred, here he is, resplendent in his First World War uniform. And you can see on here, he's wearing a Military Cross ribbon.
Yes.
So even if you've just got a photograph, you can start to tell a story about a person.
Yeah.
Now, in this case, you're going to need your glasses for this.
Great. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So here is Wilfred's Military Cross. Could you just read
Indeed
the citation?
Indeed, I can. To Second Lieutenant, Temporary Second Lieutenant, Wilfred Jackson Collins, 1st Battalion of the Royal Warwickshire Regiment, for conspicuous gallantry and ability to command during the attack near Versham on the 24th of October 1918. He personally led an attack on two hostile machine guns, killing some of the teams and capturing the remainder. He then led his platoon to the first objective and assisted another company to take the second. His example and leadership were excellent. I'd say that was pretty outstanding, actually.
And he won that day the Military Cross. And there it is, okay? The 24th of October, 1918. So with it came this, the box. And on it, you'll see it says, the Hermannstellung Line, Verschan, southeast of Valencians, the 24th of October, 1918. So the day he wins his Military Cross.
That's 18 days before the end of the First World War.
Yes. And when we open it, inside is his silver cigarette case with the bullet hole.
Goodness
and when you open it, there's the bullet that hit him.
That is remarkable. And that saved his life.
When one day when smoking saved your life.
That really is all in a box. Mark, thank you so much for a simply fascinating tour, not only of medals from 1642 to the present day, but also the surrounding ephemera that we all need to have and need to know about it. That concludes our five-part series on Their Story Is On Their Chest, a special production for ABF, the Soldiers' Charity. What does it tell us about the soldiers in general? This is all about conflict, all about war, whether it be right or whether it be wrong, around the world. Our soldiers today are still fighting wars and still defending our shores in the name of liberty for our own sakes so we can sleep safe and sound in bed at night. ABF, the soldiers' charity, still carries out and continues to ensure their welfare to this day. If you've enjoyed these programmes and like to know more about the work of ABF, the soldiers' charity, please visit the website soldierscharity.org. Thank you very much to Mark, not only for being here today, for taking your time up to give us such a splendid overview of the Evolution Medals, but also to you for watching and listening to these programmes. Until next time, goodbye.